could you draw a little sketch of this house, a floor plan like this for this house?
You better do it. I never could draw.
Well, all right. What do you call this room we're in here?
This is a living room. This is your living room and dining room combined. See, over here I have my dining room table over there, and chairs and two china closets.
And what is this space right here?
From here, for instance, you might call. See, this is your dining area, mm-hmm. And over here, it's a combination of a living room and dining room.
But past that wall right there.
Oh, it's the kitchen in the back. There, it's the kitchen in here. In this, on the other side is a kitchen.
All right, so that's the kitchen right there.
You want to come in?
Oh no, that's fine. And then what's behind the kitchen? Going back at that one.
We have four bedrooms.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Right down the hall, see, right down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what's in here? Is this part of this bedroom or what?
We have a bedroom here, bedroom there, and then a bedroom, and then a bedroom on this side is a guest room. If that guest room is big as this, almost big as this living room.
What do you call those other bedrooms with that many bedrooms? How do you tell the difference in them?
Just bedrooms.
What do you call them, like people, whoever sleeps there?
Nobody stays there. There's nobody here but just me and my husband.
So, where do y'all sleep?
In the back there. In the hall, down the hall on the left-hand side.
So do you call that your bedroom or what?
Mm-hmm. My bedroom and his bedroom.
And what about those? That leaves two bedrooms. You call the guest bedroom and then your bedroom. Mm-hmm. Do you call them anything else, like mm-hmm. by whose?
No.
How do you tell the difference in them? If I said I left my coat in the bedroom, which one, you wouldn't know which one I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you tell the difference?
The back bedrooms. Oh, I know. Let's call them the back bedrooms. One to the right and one to the left.
So would you call one the right back bedroom
mm-hmm.
and one to the left back?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute,
we had two bathrooms also.
Where are they? Between the...
On the right side of the hall. Just opposite. This is the kitchen and the next is a bathroom and the next is a... Well, we had a shower in there, a built-in shower, and we took it out after there wasn't nobody here but us.
Well, now, if I went all the way down the hall there to the last one, would that be your bedroom or would that be the back
mm-hmm.
bedroom?
That would be my bedroom on the left side.
But right through this wall here is what?
Oh, that's a room. Nobody lived there. Mm-hmm. Nobody stayed there. That's a junk room. No, that's the cum room. The people who have clothes and can't get into the cum building because it's locked, they bring them here. And then I carry them to the cum organization, to the building.
So if you weren't a member of that organization, you'd call it the junk room?
Well, it's just a bedroom. It has a bed and a couch like in it. Yeah, it has a bedroom. It has an antique bed in it.
Well, now... If I went through the wall into the kitchen and then through the next wall...
You can't go through this wall. See, this...
I wasn't going to try to cut this wall.
See, this is the kitchen. And then you go on down the hall to the bathroom.
And you said they had two bathrooms. Where's the other one?
Well, the one is next to it, but we have taken it for just a junk room now. It was a shower in there. We
so
didn't have a bathtub, but we had a shower.
Well, just
so we took it all out, and now it's just a room that has a face basin in it.
So you have one bathroom now.
So I have one bathroom, and you have a face basin in the other, and a closet there where we have linen closets and things in.
If I walk, what do you call this place you walk down here then?
That's just a hall.
Now, if I walked out this door, what would you? I'd be out on the what?
On the porch, front porch.